Hi, I'm Adam Walker, a physiotherapist.
And I'm Francois Tudor, an orthopaedic surgeon. And this is Cut and Run.
Our podcast to help you recover from injury and return to sport.
On this episode, we're going to talk about the healing and rehabilitation following MCL or medial collateral ligament. So, Adam, what are we aiming for when we are rehabbing someone who's had an acute injury to their MCL?
As with any rehab, the primary aim is to return somebody to their full function so they can get back to all the activities that they want to do without any apprehension or fear or loss of function relating to the injury. In specifically relating to the MCL, that's primarily relating to restoring the medial stability of the knee, so making sure that that ligament heals up nice and tight so we don't have any residual laxity or looseness in the knee when we go back to sport that may potentially pose some issues for the knee down the line.
Yeah, and we're quite fortunate that the MCL is probably the most commonly injured ligament inside the knee, within the knee structure. And it's probably the ligament that heals the best, but it does need to be picked up and it needs to be treated appropriately, because if we miss it, it can cause ongoing problems. And is that your experience, that most MCL injuries will heal if we treat them appropriately?
Yeah, especially if we can pick them up quite early. If that's with a, as we've talked about previously, with a combination of a clinical examination and then some appropriate imaging to help us with the diagnosis and the grading of the injury. Then we can apply some early bracing protocols, because the use of a hinge brace to support the inside of the knee will go a long way to making sure that the ligament heals up nicely.
Okay. And so just to very, very briefly recap, so if we have an MCL injury, we typically try to grade it depending on the severity of the injury. And could you just explain very briefly what the grading system is and what it relates to the knee?
Yeah, the classical grading system is when we do our clinical tests that we have a grade one, which will either have no or very minimal laxity when we perform our MCL stress test, but it will be painful. And there'll be signs and symptoms over that area which will suggest a MCL injury. They usually require minimal or no bracing and then can expect a fairly quick return to play, which may be as little as 1 to 2 weeks or maybe 3 weeks if it's just slightly more severe. Then we kind of go up into the grade two injuries, where there is a noticeable degree of laxity when we perform these tests, but we believe, both clinically and with the support of imaging, that there is still some structural integrity or some fibers remaining in the MCL, which will help facilitate good healing if we can apply the appropriate bracing and then rehabilitation protocol after that. And then lastly is the grade threes, which is the really severe injuries with significant laxity and instability, which may need to be surgically repaired in some circumstances.
And so does everybody need some form of brace if they've got a grade one or a grade three? If, let's say, we're not having surgery.
Most grade two injuries would require some bracing. For a grade one, I would say the majority aren't having any kind of bracing. Usually the bracing protocol can last out to about 6 weeks to really make sure that the ligament has enough time to heal and regain its strength.
And then a grade three always has a brace.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. And when we are putting a brace on, typically a physiotherapist or a surgeon would apply that. Are there any restrictions with that brace? Do we have to wear it all the time? And are there limitations in range of motion or anything else?
Patients may come across varying protocols depending on the practitioner, but generally speaking, there is a lot more tension on the MCL when we're at 30 degrees or less. So
when you say tension, it's under more stretch, yeah. Is that correct?
Which could affect the healing of the ligament. So a lot of the time, the bracing at the start might be restricted to some, only allow movement between 30 and 60 degrees of knee flexion. And then that's usually gradually progressed over the following weeks to open it up to eventually be 0 to 90 degrees and then open range of motion before you take your brace off. after the first couple of weeks, once it's been kind of settled down a bit, you can take it off at rest when you're not walking around and those kind of things. You're always obviously following the guidance of your physiotherapist. When we're looking at the laxity, we often like to check it at about 4 weeks, and we're expecting that the ligament is really healing up there, and we're not detecting much laxity in the ligament at all. If we're still detecting quite a bit of laxity, that's when we may vary the protocol and extend the bracing to try and get some more healing of the ligament and reduce some of the laxity within the ligament.
Okay. And so we've got a diagnosis of a, let's say, a grade 2 MCL, and we've got I've just pulled up the next day after my injury and I've got to the physio. What's my rehab going to look like for the early phase and then the mid phase, and give me an idea of what those are going to, how long they're going to last and what we're going to be doing during those phases?
So if we're talking about a typical standard kind of grade 2 MCL, they're going to be braced for 6 weeks. The early phase is going to be the first 2 weeks where, as we've been talking about, where we're protecting it, trying to stiffen the ligament, but we're also trying to strengthen the leg and maintain as much muscle function as possible. As with any injury, the early phases are about on managing swelling, pain, and maintaining range of motion within the limits set of the brace. There may also be some weight-bearing restrictions, so we have to pay careful attention to them in terms of what exercises that we may prescribe as a result of that. Once we're starting to take some weight through the limb, then we will start doing some weight-bearing exercises as a result, usually just starting with some double leg kind of body weight exercises that will help rehabilitate the limb but not put too much stress through the injured area. So that's kind of the first maybe 2 to 3 weeks, and then we move into the mid stage of rehab where we're starting to progressively load somebody's leg and start to return them back to function. So some things that people can expect there is definitely returning to some more intense gym-based loading. So that's getting back into the gym and doing some good exercises, whether that's squat variations, lunges, leg press, knee extensions, a collection of exercises that are going to go a long way to improve the strength and the stability of your knee. Most of those exercises will be kind of in the, what we call the sagittal plane, so which is either up or down or straight forward and back, because the MCL being on the side of the knee is under a lot more stress when we're doing things in side-to-side motion. So we introduce some stuff kind of in straight lines to begin with, and then we can progress to some of the side-to-side stuff a little bit later.
And so that's the first kind of, let's say, what, four, you know, 4, 5, 6 weeks?
Yeah.
And then where do you go from there? How much longer? So you've done 6 weeks, your brace is coming off, your knee's feeling stronger and it's stable. How much longer after that before you can start returning to sport?
Hopefully we've started some running at about kind of 4 or 5 weeks. So you can even do that within the brace. Then the brace is coming off at around that 6 weeks. We're talking, if we've built up a good amount of function, then athletes or patients are returning back to training at around that time. We can gradually build up the training load over the following 2 weeks. So hopefully most people are aiming for a return to play at about 8 weeks. So that should give them plenty of enough time to complete their rehab, make sure that their MCL is nicely healed, but also their leg is nice and strong and then they can reintroduce back into their sport.
What about, you know, an old fellow like me who doesn't play very much sport but has an injury and I just put a brace on for a while and then don't do any rehab, how would I go?
Obviously, depending on the demands of the patient, we can then tailor the rehab to that individual. So if someone wants to play over 60s tennis and taking it nice and slow, just doing some little...
I'm not that old.
Doing
not
some little lob serves over the net on a Sunday afternoon, then maybe we wouldn't be so aggressive and we can take our time and make sure that we can do the best for the patient, and they might return to sport closer to 10 weeks or maybe even a little bit longer, depending on the individual circumstances of the person.
Okay. So that's a really great summary, or a great sort of recap on the rehab. So any sort of takeaway points that you'd want to really reiterate for the rehab after an MCL injury?
First thing would be a clear and accurate diagnosis so that we can prescribe an appropriate bracing protocol so that we can protect the ligament and provide you with the best chance of having a good recovery. Second thing is, just because you've got a brace on doesn't mean you can't do anything at all. So there is a lot you can do during that period to really maintain your muscle function and maintain the strength and the stability in your knee, so that when the brace comes off, you're ready to go. And the third thing, we want to make sure that we're respecting the healing of the ligament and allowing that at least kind of around about 8 weeks before somebody makes a full return to sport.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. If you have any questions, then please send us an email. If you have any topics you'd like to cover, also drop us a line at cutandrunpodcast@gmail.com. See you next time.